I'd like to now open this meeting of the Board of Trustees with the installation of our new trustees. I would like to invite Kareem Dale, Patricia Brown Holmes, and Naomi Jacobson, who began their terms as trustees in January, to please join me at the podium in order to convey the responsibilities and expectations for members of the Board of Trustees. I'm going to take this with me.
There's one up there.
One up there?
Yep.
Am I going to put these on? All right. Why don't Patricia, why don't you come here too? Okay, great. All right. The statutes of the state of Illinois, which created the university in 1867, prescribed the powers of the trustees to establish and provide for the educational program, to hold and convey property, to provide the requisite buildings, apparatus, and conveniences, etc. The University of Illinois statutes promulgated by this board emphasize the responsibility of the board to secure the needed revenues for the university and to determine the ways in which the university funds shall be applied. And they make clear the distinction between the formulation of policy by the board and the execution of policy by the president, other officers, and other bodies of the university under authority delegated by the board. However, beyond these formal specifications, it is a tradition of a dual stewardship to the people of Illinois and to the university community, a difficult yet essential interrelationship which must be constructed and maintained by each of us as trustees of the university and for the people. My colleagues and I now formally welcome you to this demanding and important task, and we look forward to your participation in it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let me hand out some pins. And Kareem. Now I would like to formally convene the March meeting of the board. It is interesting to note that the March board meeting is held in Urbana because March marks the opening of the university for classes in 1868, 1 year after the state legislature voted to establish the Illinois Industrial University. At this time, I'd like to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cepeda? Mr. Dale?
Present.
Mr. Edwards?
Here.
Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Ms. Holmes?
Here.
Ms. Humphrey?
Present.
Ms. Jacobson?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here on the phone.
Mr. Mitchell?
Here.
Mr. Newsom?
Here.
Governor Pritzker? Ms. Smart?
Here.
Thank you.
This is now the time that it's helpful for us to have an executive session. Therefore, a motion is now in order to hold an executive session to consider, one, university employment or appointment-related matters, two, pending probable or imminent litigation against affecting or on behalf of the university, three, purchase or lease of real property for the use of the university, and four, security procedures and the use of personnel and equipment to respond to an actual, a threatened, or a reasonably potential danger to the safety of employees, students, staff, the public, or public property. May I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you. The board members will stay in this room for executive session. For those of you who are not part of executive session, please take all materials and equipment that you will need when you leave. You will not be able to return to this room until the board has concluded the executive session business. Thank you.